and there it is, the Justin Bieber alert. The Justin Bieber alert system is in effect. You will hear the words Justin Bieber on the radio momentarily, and if you can't handle it, you got to cover up your ears. Go to your bunker.
You know you're stupid.
You poor, pathetic bonehead.
You've been a bonehead.
I got a boner.
Doc and Woody think it's fine.
It's time for boneheads.
Bonehead.
Okay. By the way, before we get to this story that involves Justin Bieber, I'm not sure if it was on our feature, there was an app for that or something, but is there is a Justin Bieber eradication app or something, Eric?
Yeah, it's called Shaved Bieber, and it takes all the references of Justin Bieber off the internet for you. So every time you use the internet, you do not get Bieber news.
That's
convenient.
Yeah.
It also shuts down half of Twitter.
Yeah, it probably does. Anyway, something, it doesn't work on the radio, but that's why we have the old-fashioned alert system for you. So here's a nominee today. His name is Jeff Schwartz. He's the guy who had his house egged. He's Justin Bieber's former neighbor, had his house egged, and it was all over the news that Justin Bieber got in trouble for egging a house. Okay, so his house was egged. He had some egg on his house. It had to be cleaned off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, end of story, you would think. No, he's suing for $1 million in damages because the whole Justin Bieber egg scandal ruined his reputation as an online auto industry leader.
Hey, I got a rep to protect.
He sells cars on the internet. He doesn't even have a lot.
He must be doing pretty well, though.
I think so, yeah. Justin Bieber will be in a pretty ritzy neighborhood there. He's asked, well, maybe he goes around suing people for ridiculous lawsuits. $1 million.
And, of course, I dabble in other stuff on the side, if you know what I mean.
His reputation's ruined. I mean,
that's right.
The other day, this guy was going to buy a car from him. He was all set to sign, and then he goes, wait a minute. Aren't you that guy whose house got egged by Justin Bieber? I can't buy a car from you.
Not just my reputation that was ruined. It ruined the exterior of my house. Do you know how long it takes to paint plaid? I even got some yellow on my white shoes. They were brand new wingtips.
Jeff, going to move on to our next nominee now. An Australian man runs out of gas on the highway, so he hoofs it to a gas station, gets a jerry can, fills it with gas, walks all the way back to his car. By the time he got there, it was dark. Couldn't see what he was doing, but he's pouring gas into his car with one hand. And he's like, well, I can't see what's going on here. Oh, I got a lighter in my pocket. So he reaches with one hand while pouring into his pocket and pulls out the lighter. He flicks his Bic and successfully illuminates the area nicely. Can see everything now.
I notice you need a new car. I tell you what, I'll give you 3% financing on monthly or biweekly payments. I recommend the biweekly because you pay it down quicker because there are 26 weeks in a year and only 12 months.
This is why I'm glad he's on the internet. We can turn it off.
Hey, Justin, can I interest you in some Suzerp guard? What's it going to take for me to get into this lawsuit?
So there's your two nominees. Two boneheads. Who's going to win? We'll find out in half an hour. You can still vote now if you want at Shea106.com.